T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. New York City is taking a step back this year when it comes to violent crime. There have already been more killings this year than last by a sizable margin.
While we certainly aren't back at the horrific homicide rates of 2 decades ago, it's pretty alarming. Nearly 10% jump in homicides. Mayor Bill de Blasio says it's recent troubles to blame.
For much of the year, we were actually had fewer homicides than the same time last year. In the last weeks, we've had some real challenges. We're going to address those challenges head on.
I spoke with Betty from the Bronx here at Columbus Circle. She said she's most fearful hearing about a spike in shootings, also up 3%.
In the area right now, when I get in, I'll just lock myself in and then get out and I go to work. I got everything that I need for today. I'll eat and leave for the next day and I go to work. I don't have to see. It's just shocking.
The new police commissioner, Dermot Shea, would appear to have his hands full. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at Columbus Circle.
A woman and her nephew have gone missing in Brooklyn. Police are searching for 46-year-old Maria Martez and 2-year-old Jace Richardson. They were last seen leaving their apartment on Howard Avenue shortly after noon yesterday. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Harvey Weinstein is scheduled to go to trial in January on rape charges. He's free on $1 million bail. Today is expected to be in court for a status hearing regarding bail reforms that are to take effect January 1st. Cash bail is to be eliminated for most nonviolent criminals. This is not expected to affect the Weinstein case. The Fan's Mike Francesa says goodbye again. He retired from WFAN 2 years ago, only to return to his old afternoon time slot. Francesa says it's been a long run dating back to 1987.
I got a chance to do a show on the weekends, as some of you may know. And I did a show on Saturday morning. I did a show with one co-host, then I did a show on Sunday morning with another co-host. I was on both shows.
Francesa is expected to continue with a half-hour daily appearance next year and contribute to Radio.com, where he says he'll talk sports and politics. Climate activists are holding rallies today across the country. Here in New York at noon, it's a youth climate strike at City Hall Park. Also scheduled are a series of rallies and protests in New Jersey. An all-you-can-eat special at TGI Fridays in Massapequa backfired. It seems a woman got carried away before she was carried away by police. They say 32-year-old Skylar Williams attempted to pack up food to take home, walking behind the bar to do so. When a restaurant worker told her she couldn't be there, Williams became upset. She picked up a bottle of liquor and tried to hit him. When she attempted to leave the restaurant with the liquor, the worker says he tried to stop her, but she pulled out a knife. The police canine unit tracked her down. Officers say she was also in possession of oxycodone pills. She's facing a number of charges. Drivers who use the Holland Tunnel are getting a heads up that the entire Pulaski Skyway will be closed in both directions 4 a.m. tomorrow to 5 a.m. on Monday for major construction work. You'll want to keep it locked to 1010 Winds for traffic reports every 10 minutes on the ones. If you plan on buying a fresh Christmas tree, you better hurry. Trees are in short supply.
Days after digesting his Thanksgiving dinner, Denny Wiggers was still waiting for the first delivery of Fraser firs to arrive at his garden center.
The old farmers are dying off, and the young people aren't taking the business over. The guy I dealt with for 30 years just recently passed away, and the kids don't want the business.
And Wiggers says that means more artificial trees are being sold. One is evergreen, the other is what, polyethylene?
Polyethylene, yeah.
polyethylene versus evergreen.
Yeah, what are you going to do? This is the millennial age, John.
Good grief. John Montone, 10-10 wins in Paramus.
An NYPD officer was taken to a hospital after he bit into a sandwich and found a razor inside. He was treated for a cut to his mouth. The officer bought the sandwich at Bon Appetit in Rockaway Park in Queens about 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say they are working to get access to the surveillance cameras at the bodega as part of the investigation. An FDNY paramedic has been arrested for a confrontation with his supervisor inside EMS Station 44 in Brownsville on Wednesday night. Police say 33-year-old Jonathan Ramos punched the 44-year-old supervisor in the face. The supervisor was treated at the scene for pain and a cut to his lip. Ramos was given a summons for assault and ordered to appear in court at a later date. The FDNY has suspended Ramos for 4 weeks without pay.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.